Does God still speak to us today? Is it possible to hear His voice? How can I know what God wants me to do? How can I know the leading of God? Today I have some good news, because I want you to know God still speaks to us.
Welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in Mount Airy, Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
This week, we will hear the second part of Pastor Brian Grant's message entitled, How to Hear the Voice of God. In the first part of this message, which we heard last week, Pastor Grant took us to the experience of the early church as recorded in Acts chapter 16, in which is modeled for us today the manner in which God still speaks. Pastor Grant challenged us with the question, are we listening when God does speak? In the second part of this message we are about to hear this week, Pastor Grant continues to explore the question of how it is that God still speaks to listening hearts. So if you have your Bibles, please turn once again to Acts chapter 16. And here again is Pastor Grant.
If we want to hear the voice of God, I say to you, young person, older one, I say to you, if you want to hear the voice of God, we must yield totally to the leading of the Holy Spirit. But guess what? The Holy Spirit will guide us away from sin. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Do you hear that? Walk by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The Spirit of God will never lead you to sin. He will always lead you away from sin. Oh, I could go off and give you illustrations there about what people will say. Aaron was the son of a pastor in Los Angeles. And when Aaron was only 5 or 6, he began asking, what does God's voice sound like? And of course, his dad didn't know exactly how to answer. What does God's voice sound like? A few years later, Aaron went off to his first junior high camp. And in the middle of the week, his dad went up to pay a visit to the camp. And when he got there, he learned that Aaron had been in a big fight and that he had tried to assault another boy. They had to hold on to Aaron to stop this fight. Aaron was unrepentant when dad got there. Decided, I want to get out of here. I want to leave. He got his stuff. He threw it into his dad's car. But before they drove off, his dad said, Aaron, can we have one last talk? He took him into the woods. They sat down for a minute. And dad said to Aaron, he said, Aaron, is there any voice inside you telling you what you should do? Aaron says, yes. Dad asks, what's the voice telling you? Aaron answered, the voice is telling me that I should stay and work it out. Dad said, can you identify the voice? Aaron said, yes, it's God. Aaron, Dad said, do you realize what just happened? You heard God's voice. He spoke to you, and I hope somebody here realizes that sometimes He speaks to you inside your spirit. And He spoke to him. He says, God spoke to you from within your soul, and you were able to recognize Him. That is all excited. Aaron has heard the voice of God, but Dad was shocked at Aaron's response. Aaron said, yes, but I'm still not going to do what God said. It's sad. It's sad sometimes. You sit with an individual and they have heard God's voice, but they have decided not to listen. I wonder if there's somebody like that here this morning. God has spoken to you. It could be regarding coming to Him and saying, Lord Jesus, I want you to save me. But you have said, I am not listening. It could be that you're a Christian and God has pointed out something in your life that needs to change. And you're saying, God, I am not going to listen. In 1 Samuel 15, King Saul was told to destroy the Amalekites and to spare nothing. You remember we heard that in last week's message as well. So Saul won the battle. Saul fought the Amalekites as he was told to do. He was told to get rid of everything, but Saul decided, no, I'm not going to get rid of everything. Why should I get rid of the good cattle and the good sheep and all this other good stuff? I ain't getting rid of this stuff. The prophet Samuel visited him, and of course, when Samuel visited him, he heard of the cattle and he heard the sheep. And so Samuel says to him, what is more pleasing to the Lord? Your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to God's voice? Listen, young person, older person, listen to this. Here's what God's attitude to you. As you have decided, God, I've heard you, but I'm not going to do what you say. God says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Sacrifice has to do with worship. Hey, God is saying, it's better to obey me than to show up at church. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. Wow, this is some strong stuff. God is saying, listen, stubbornness. God, I am not, God says, is as bad as worshiping idols. And he says to Saul, because you have rejected the command of the Lord, I have rejected you as king. I'm going to suggest to you, my friend, if there's any area in your life you want to hear the voice of God, if there is any area in your life in which you have been disobeying God, I urge you, even as we share, and the Spirit of God is reminding you of the area that you have been stubborn in, stop right now and say, God, I submit. God, I want to do your way. The third, God speaks to us through prayer. And here we are. Jump back with me in Acts 13 for the principle here. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. And it says there, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Here they were in this attitude of prayer and fasting and worship to God. And the Spirit of God said, set these men apart. God speaks to us through prayer. Very often as we pray for God's will, He will reveal His will to us. We can literally sense the mind of God. Have you ever been praying? And you can actually sense the mind of God. But make sure you're not praying a selfish prayer. James chapter 4 verse 3 warns us. He says, we ask and we do not receive because we ask with the wrong motives. He says, we ask so we can consume it on our own pleasure. And God is saying, if that's your style of prayer, that your prayer life is all about you, it's focused on me, myself, and I, God is saying, listen, that's not the type of person and prayer that He's really interested in responding to. He says, you ask and you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives. It's all about you. It's not about the glory of God. God, show me what I should do, how I should respond, that might bring you glory. God speaks to us through prayer. But fourth, God speaks to us through others. God speaks to us through others. Here we are in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of Timothy. Paul wanted to take him on a journey, and the Bible tells us what he did. In Acts 16, we're introduced to Timothy, and this young man evidently became a Christian during Paul's first missionary journey. Just 4 years earlier, this young man evidently became a Christian. And the Bible takes the time to tell us Timothy was well spoken of by the brethren. That impressed Paul so much that he chose Timothy, because Paul didn't know Timothy that well, but because of the recommendation of the brethren, Paul chose Timothy to be a member of his team. And those of you who know the scriptures remember that Timothy would become a true son to the Apostle Paul. And of course we know about 1st and 2nd Timothy. And this is how it all started. God spoke to Paul through others. Have you ever been in church and the sermon tackles the exact issue you're dealing with? Have you ever been here and whoever is preaching and you're, whoa, it's almost like God says, this is for you. Or you spoke to somebody and they said the exact thing you needed to hear. God uses people. Some years ago, my wife and I, this is probably 20 years ago, my wife and I were dealing with some issues, and we were a little rattled about the matter. It's interesting, some of the stories, when you go back, you don't even remember what the issue was. We were so rattled by this issue. All I can remember is how God spoke to us through others. He spoke to us through a member of the home. Here we were rattled. We are all panicking. We are panicking. And we go upstairs. And there is a very beautiful white 3x5 car, written by a 9-year-old child. Psalm 56:3. It says, when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you. I must tell you, I don't remember the issue. I remember God speaking. And I remember picking up that card. God has spoken. Why are we so rattled? Why are we so panicked? We have this amazing God, and I'm going to put my trust in Him. And I want to tell you, you would be amazed how many times since that day that challenges come, and I come back to this little 3x5 card. I still see the 3x5 card, and it still says to me, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you.
We invite you to join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. as we go through a sermon series based on the book of Acts. This series is entitled Pentecostal Power, Lessons from the Early Church. These studies will explore the epic journey of the first followers of Christ who, through the power given at Pentecost, changed the world. Come and discover how these lessons learned from the early church can change our lives today. Further information, please call our church office at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550. And now, back to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
God speaks through others. I wonder if there's somebody that God has spoken to you about and has laid on your heart, and that you need to send somebody a 3x5 card. It probably might not be a 3x5. It may be a card made out by whoever. But something that the Spirit of God has said to you, this person needs a word of encouragement, and God actually puts the word of encouragement in your heart. God can actually speak through you. That's why godly counseling is so important. Some Christians, and might I say this, especially men, they reject the very idea of biblical counseling. But let us never forget, God also speaks to us through others. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to what? To advice. Proverbs 12:15. Fifth, God speaks to us through visions. God speaks to us through visions. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse number 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. Paul is still in Asia. never been over to Europe. And here, this vision, he gets this vision of a man in Macedonia, that's a province above Greece, and he's being told, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. You know, there's a big debate in some Christian circles as to whether God still gives visions today. And I just want you to know, I believe He does. I believe you better be very careful how you put God into a box. Amen? Now, if you get a vision while you are awake, if you're sleeping, it's a dream. I don't know if you knew that. You got to be awake to get a vision. But I want you to be very clear when we go into this issue of visions. Our minds and the devil, Satan, are capable of producing great deception in this subjective area. So let's be very careful how quickly we conclude that God gave us a vision. Sometimes that dream that you think came from God just resulted because you had too much pizza too late at night. It's interesting to me how many Christians, sometimes I sit and I listen and I hear people sharing the dream that I had a dream for you last night. This is what God gave me for you. And I always wonder, why is it that we're sharing all these dreams and so little time sharing the Word of God? The primary way God speaks is through His Word. But we're wanting to share a dream. And we can't be 100% sure this dream came from God. As I tell you, a bad case of indigestion may make you see a lot of things. Visions should never be given equal or greater authority than the Word of God. What is the chaff, the Old Testament asks, to the wheat? What is the chaff to the wheat? Visions should never be given equal or greater authority than the Word of God. Second, God's visions never contradict His Word. Oh, you meet this unsaved fellow and you pray and you say, God told you that this is the guy for you. You know how many times I heard that foolishness? I got a vision. Oh, one brother said, I remember he was in prayer in this church and he got a vision of a particular lady looking a certain way. It wasn't that specific anyhow. And he got up from prayer, and this is not I'm not making this up. There was a lady outside the church. And he got up off of his knees and he saw the lady and he said, this is the one I saw. Would you marry me? She did. May God have mercy. She did. It didn't last too long. Let us not choose that crazy way. Amen? God's visions never contradict His Word. Visions are not as common now that the Bible is completed. You said, wait a minute, brother. You know, some people want to question this because they said, oh, why should anything change? Let us not forget what we saw in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that God has already given us the Bible. And what did it say about the Bible? It says the Bible has given us everything we need to train us in righteousness. Did you see that in the Bible? You see, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, while the Scriptures were being written, there was no New Testament. Am I right about that? So God had to speak. He was speaking in all sorts of miraculous ways because there was no Word of God. Now that we have the Word of God, God is saying, listen, everything you need to be trained in righteousness is in My Word. And therefore, God no longer has to speak as much as He did through visions. Visions are not as common now as they were now that the Bible is completed. But finally, God does give us a vision of how He desires to use us. And that is the type of vision we ought to be looking for. A vision of how God wants to use us. I remember just 2 years ago, I guess, picked up some of the nieces, and I'm sitting in the parking lot. I go and I visited this particular church, and I picked up my nephew and nieces, and as clear as day, God gave me a vision for how He intended to use us at this church and in regards to some of her children's ministry. As clear as day, God can give you a vision of how He intends to use you. So here, Paul is being beckoned. Paul is not probably been thinking about Macedonia. Come over to Macedonia and help us. And brothers and sisters, young people, listen. If you're open to the moving of the Spirit of God, He will give you a vision. A vision that might be out your comfort zone. You know, some of the visions are out your comfort zone. A vision that might be out of your comfort zone as to how He intends to use us to bring honor and glory to Himself. The prerequisite to hearing the voice of God. And I'm just going to say quickly, and I'm done. We must make the Lord Jesus our shepherd. If you don't know Jesus, I don't want you to miss this. If you're going to hear God's voice, He's got to be your shepherd. John 10, 27, 28 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." Did you notice who hears His voice? It's the sheep. The sheep are the ones who hear His voice. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." You say, "Brother Brian, are you saying that if I'm not a Christian, I can't, God is not going to speak to me through His word?" Here's something that might surprise you if you're not a Christian. You might be hearing you saying, "You know, I try reading this Bible and the Bible makes no sense." Here's a verse that might surprise you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, God Himself says, "The natural man, the person who is not saved, does not understand the things of the Spirit of God." So if you're not saved, you will not understand the Bible. You may get a little piece here, a little piece here, but you will never understand it. You say, "Brother Brian, are you trying to tell me that if I'm not saved, the Spirit won't lead me?" Well, I've already dealt with that. If you're not saved, He cannot lead you because He's not in you. He only wants to lead you to the cross. You say, "Brother Brian, are you trying to tell me that God will not answer my prayer?" I'm going to say something that might surprise you. The only person that God has committed to answering their prayer is the believer in Jesus Christ, the person who is one of His sheep. The prayer He wants to hear from you, if you don't know Jesus, here's what He wants to hear. "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." Guess what? If you pray that prayer, God guarantees He'll answer that one. If you come to Him, humbling yourself, humble. You notice it's the sheep. Well, you got to be really willing to humble yourself to say, "I'm a sheep." If you come to Him, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." The Bible says, "Him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." If you come to Jesus today, He will save you.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550, or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org.
Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday Night Community Connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant, Steve Washington, and our entire church family, this is Taylor Noble reminding you to tune in same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.